This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
All right, somebody said you heard it here first. Pitbull will make an appearance at the halftime show. Probably a good call.
Yeah.
But you had me at J-Lo.
Sure.
You had me at J-Lo. I was like, all right, I'm in. I'm in for that show. All right, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. No Piper. He is in Chicago for the Bears and Cowboys. That seemed like a great idea months ago when he purchased that ticket.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden it's like, eesh. But he's there. So Trevor Valise taking the lead role today, especially at the
end.
Well,
you're the lead.
But at the end of the show, you're really going to
That's true.
Be.
You guys have abandoned me a few times.
Yeah.
So I just revert to gambling.
Sean Arrington, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
I'm laughing because I'm leaving early today.
Hey, well, what else is there? Groundhog Day.
Sean texted me this the other day. I've got to tell the listeners what went on. So I'm trying to set this up with Sean, and I said, how about 5:30 Central, which would be 6:30 Eastern? And Sean's reply was, thanks for the Central to Eastern time zone lesson or whatever.
I missed talking to you. That was classic.
No, it was beautiful. I was laughing my butt off. And then of course he said, then I had to text him back. I'm like, well, I need you at 5:05 because I've got to leave early. He's like, boy, that's a shock. I love
Some
it.
Things never change.
No, hey, how are things for you and your family?
Doing real good. Yeah, we're doing really good. So I'm freezing listening to that forecast. Yeah. I don't want to hear that anymore. I've gotten soft down here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you have. There's no doubt. And, Sean, fill us in for everybody listening. You're, of course, former Illini player. Everybody knows that. But you're still doing a lot of analysis for ESPN basketball, right?
That is true. Yep. I've been doing that for the last, I guess, 6 years now, six, 7 years. So it's going on year six, going on year seven.
That's amazing. Is it almost, it's funny how I said ESPN basketball. It's college basketball on ESPN. That was my fault. But has it gotten easier for you, or do you still put as much time into the next game as you did in year one?
Yeah, no, I always put in a lot of time, and that's, I do a lot of prep for games. I like to, watch at least three, maybe four games per team, leading up to the game I'm gonna call. I like to at least get that many in. Obviously, beginning of the year, it's tough, so you'll watch some stuff in the years before, but, you want to give the listeners a good show, and you want to be able to be knowledgeable of the players, the team, and hopefully point out something that the average fan may not notice or may not see. And
right.
I think that's the biggest thing. I take it kind of from a coach's perspective, and a lot of times when people watch a game, they watch the ball, and where does the ball go? And I like to sometimes watch away from the ball and then give them a reason why a play worked or why a play didn't work, and it's not what happened on the ball, it's what happened off the ball a lot of times. So I try to point those things out to the viewers and just give them a different perspective of what to look for.
That's awesome.
You put your scouting reports for teams sometimes on Twitter, and I got to be honest, I probably used them on the show a few times breaking down an Illinois opponent because they're really good. I mean, that's a lot of detail you put into those.
Time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, and hopefully the Illinois fans like that. And we did one for the Miami game just for the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and I'm going to try to do that throughout the year. So hopefully the Illinois fans enjoy that and give me a follow on Twitter. And we'll put some good information up there. But again, it's giving the fans a little bit different what to look forward to in a game. And it's, this guy scores 15 points. We know he's really good. But why does he score 15 points?
I like
and how are we going to take it away from him to maybe make it difficult, make it hard for him to score? And I think that's the biggest thing. Give fans a little bit of behind-the-scenes access, different things to look for in a game. Like we talked about, you're not going to shut a guy out, but even a guy that averages 15, if he gets 15 on you, but you make him do it in a way that he's not comfortable, he worked hard and the team worked hard, and you hope that over time wears the team down. It's kind of like football, right? If you run the football in the first half and you get 2 yards, 3 yards, and it seems like nothing is going, and then you finally break one in the third or fourth quarter. So you want to wear that opponent down, make that player score a way that he's not used to scoring, and that's what I try to do with the scouting reports, give the fans something to look for, and this is how this guy likes to score. This is how he is successful. Try to take that away and make him do it a different way in the game.
You can find all that info on his Twitter at smharrington24. Sean, you mentioned Illinois, Miami. I guess we'll start off with that. Down 45-18 in the first half, then obviously you come back and almost win in the second half. I guess my first macro question from this would simply be, what half do you take more away from, the fact that they came out so sloppily or the fact that they were able to pull together down 27 and almost come back to win?
Yeah, I think, you know, the coach side of you is always going to look at the first half, because that's where you can really get better. And you watch that game, and it really starts at the beginning. And it's what we just talked about, is in the first four or five possessions, Miami's two best shooters, McGusty and Vasilevich, get wide open three. So you get their two top scorers to get a wide open look at the basket, and they both bury them. Then you get two turnovers. Illinois throws two turnovers that lead to breakaway layup. So within those first 5-6 minutes, Miami gets the score with their two best players taking wide open threes, and then you get two runouts and two breakaways for easy baskets. And that gets your confidence going if you're Miami. Now you're into the game, you're engaged. I think, I saw you even on Twitter, and people were even talking about it, was, and even the broadcasters, do you give Miami credit or do you criticize Illinois for their defense? And it's both. And it's Illinois allowed Miami to get comfortable, and then Miami felt with so much confidence that they just started burying shots from everywhere. And that's what happens. If you give somebody confidence, now that basket gets big, you get into a rhythm, and now you start knocking down shots you might not normally make, because you were able to get those first few good looks and feel good in the ballgame.
Sean, you were on so many good Illinois teams. You were a huge part of those teams. So I'm guessing you never really had a situation where you were down 45-18, but I know there were probably a couple of games where the other team would go on a run. Do you just feel helpless, or what do you have to do? I mean, Brad Underwood called four timeouts in that first half to just try to stem the tide. What can you do, and how does that feel as a player when that's happening?
Yeah, I was in a bunch of those situations, and a couple of them that come to mind were Seton Hall.
That's right.
Sophomore year, they had us down at the Hall. We might have been down 20 in the first half and came back and won that game. Wisconsin, I believe we were down maybe 12 to 15 at the half. And then, you know, playing Wisconsin, you might as well be down 40 if you're down 15 at the half. But we came back and won those two games. So in those two, it was chipping away. And you have to take it one possession at a time. We had a very good interior play in the years that I was at Illinois. So it was pounded inside, get some easy baskets, start chipping away, and then you have to get stops. I mean, that's the biggest thing.
Right.
You can't make a run if you don't get stopped. And so you really would take it 4 minutes at a time, and it would say, hey, the next time out, we're going to chip into this lead, and we're going to do it by pounding inside. We're going to do it by getting stops, and we're just going to win this possession. And you do that, you find your way to build back in. You know, two of those games were at home, so we were able to win. Another one that comes to mind was at Indiana, and I think they set a school record maybe on us for threes.
Oh,
I
was there.
We did not come back. Yeah, and that one you felt helpless,
yeah.
And you really did. It was one of those, you felt like you were closing out hard. You felt like you were right on the guy, and they were just knocking down shots all over the place. And obviously when you're on the road, the crowd gets into it, so their players get even more fired up, and it's demoralizing to you. So it is. I've been a part of some of those, but you have to get stops, and that's the biggest thing. And obviously in that first half, Illinois did not get stops against Miami, and that was the case. And obviously the defense was a little bit better there in the second half, and that's where they were climbing back into it.
I'm going to let Trevor jump in, but you said that about the Indiana game. I remember getting into work that day, and I told Ron Rector over at WAND, I said, hey, look, let me grab a camera and head over to Bloomington. I mean, this is a big game. He goes, yeah, if you want to do it. And, Sean, in the second half, about 10 minutes in, I just turned the camera off. I'm like, I'm just going to get post game from this because, oh, it was bad. That was Coverdale, Kirk,
yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah, Hornsby would have been on there. Fife would have been on there.
Fife, that's right.
Jared Jeffries would have been there.
Yes. Was it Lewis?
Newton was on that team. I think that was, I believe that was my junior year, maybe. That might have been the year that they went to the championship game. I think that was my junior year.
Oh, man, I hated every second of that game.
No. Sean, I want to get into Brad Underwood specifically because, you know, he's known for his teams having this identity of high ball pressure, full court pressure a lot of the time, a specific type of offense. This year, you've pretty much seen none of that. It's been a pivot to a spread offense.
Right.
He's tried everything on defense other than that high pressure. He's gone to pack line. He's gone to zone. It doesn't seem to be working. I guess, what do you make of that? And do you think that before this gets any worse, he should pivot back to what he was known for these last 2 years, because it worked out well for him both years. For some reason, he makes that switch this season, and it hasn't worked out.
Yeah, you have to play to your personnel, and you have to find something that they're comfortable with, and what can they do? And you're looking at it inside. The pack, or the pressure up the line makes a lot of sense with this team, because you've got some good presence on the inside, with Kofi and then also, Georgie B. So you've got the big guys on the backside that can be shot blockers, rim protectors. So if you pressure and you get beat, you hope there's that backside protection and that coverage, to help you out. What's troubling with when you do that is more and more these days, you're seeing teams that are playing four out, one in, or even five out. Everybody's shooting threes. Right. Everybody's spreading you out. So your bigs now are away from the basket. So now if you're getting beat on that pressure, there is nobody there on the backside, because the big's probably chasing a three-point shooter, or at least an outside threat, and they're not just sitting in the lane. So it could be game to game where you have to make some adjustments if you've got that low block offensive player and you know your defense is going to be set inside. You can pressure a little bit more. And if you don't, that puts a lot of pressure on those guards to know if you get beat, there's no help on that backside. So you really have to play with your personnel, what's best for your team, and then you have to play against your opponent as well, and what works against another team. And I was very fortunate to play for and work with a lot of great coaches.
Right.
And Bill Self, Rick Majerus, Lon Kruger all did a terrific job of changing up defenses from game to game. And you might play man-to-man one game, and the next game you would throw a junk defense at a team because their personnel really played for that. And that's what I would look something for Maryland. I would throw a junk defense, maybe a box in one, so Colin, try to take him out of the game. And it's just one guy's responsibility to fill a block, a box around him. Maryland's not shooting the ball great from three, so you force them to play outside with that rim protection and try to take Colin out of the game and make them make an adjustment, try to do something different. A few years, it was Michigan State all those years. They had two really good guards. We'd play a triangle and two, where two guys would take the guards out, and then that triangle would sit behind, make the rest of the team beat you, not those two guys. So I think you have to change it up from game to game. You can't abandon that pressure, because Brett Underwood's done a terrific job with it in the past, and I think it does fit this team well, if the personnel on the opponent plays into your hands to play that type of defense.
I know everybody out there, I'd like to hear Sean every day as well, but he kind of is stuck up and he only joins us like once a year.
I don't know what time I'm supposed to get on the show. The conversion, I wasn't sure Eastern to Central. But you finally broke it down for me,
right.
So I'm good to come on whenever now. I kept forgetting to call in because I didn't know the conversion.
Now we got it figured out.
By the way, Indiana 88, Illinois 57.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. Well, how many threes did Indiana?
I don't have the box score.
I think it was like 17.
I think it was, too. I think it was the Assembly Hall record over there. And it was bad. That was Mike Davis, right?
It was, yeah. We did get him at our place, though, later in the year. We did get our revenge.
I know my previous trip to Indiana to see a game was Matt Heldman, Jerry Hester, Jared G., that crew that won, Kevin Turner that won the Big Ten. That was worth the trip, but you guys let me down on that one.
Fife leads the way with 20 points as Hoosier set school record 18 3-pointers.
Yeah. That's funny. I thought 19 and Sean had 17, so 18 right in the middle. All right, I want to ask you about a couple of Illini players in particular. Kofi, what he's done, Sean, and I know, look, it's not anymore, it's not as big of a deal, it seems like, when a freshman comes in and just dominates, but what he's been able to do, essentially just average basically a double-double, and I know some of that was against teams that maybe aren't the best in the country, we know that, but, you know, even the other night, he was so efficient offensively against Miami. As you watch him, what have you thought about early, and has he been better than what you even projected early on? I would assume yes.
Yeah, you got to be impressed with what he's done so far. And you mentioned, obviously, we're seeing some really good freshmen come through. But freshman big, it's a different situation. And when a freshman big comes onto the stage and they can dominate, they can score, and they can jump right in there, that's really impressive to me, just because it's so physical down there. It is so much of that footwork. And a lot of those guys, you think about it, I think sometimes we forget. These guys are 17, 18 years old when they're a freshman,
right.
And you're still getting mature. You're still developing into your body. So when you have to fill out a 7-foot frame and try to get that mobility and play to that frame under control, that's hard to do. So it is impressive when a big can come in and contribute like he has. But no, I've been very impressed with him. He plays under control. A lot of big men, when they get young, they get sped up. As soon as you catch it, you just want to turn and just get right to the basket as quick as you can. There's a difference between being fast and playing too quick. So he's done a really good job of really playing under control. I love that he's exploding, getting to the basket, and just trying to finish everything hard with either dunking or being strong at the rim. So definitely a lot there to be excited about. And always got to play through them. And then the thing you got to be careful with sometimes is now you want to force it inside to him, because he has been so good.
Right.
You got to get the ball moving side to side. And that's the biggest thing. Let him work on that defender to get angle to work inside, get that ball reversed a couple times, then throw it in. If you come down the floor and you just stare him down, you've got backside help. That defender can work hard for 5-7 seconds and deny him, but get that ball moving side to side and keep beating him. It was a perfect example in the first half. Illinois makes a little bit of a run. I think he gets fouled.
Yep.
Then he finishes. Might even have been one more finish in there, and then he doesn't touch it, and a three goes up. So it's one of those, he doesn't have to score every time, but you got to look in there. You got to give him a touch, especially when he gets feeling it like he did there for that two or three possession stretch.
Great stuff.
8 for 8 in 23 minutes for Kofi. It feels like you got to give him the ball more than 8 times, right?
Totally.
When he's shooting
100%. Totally.
On the other side of that front court, Sean, you've got Georgie, who we hit on this the other day. On KenPom, he's ranked one tier above nearly invisible right now. How much of that do you think factors in with the fact that you've got this anchor down there in Kofi now? And when Georgie's playing the four instead of the five, I mean, you know, Derek Piper has pointed this out on the show many times, he doesn't look very comfortable on defense, to say the least. How do you suggest getting Georgie going? I mean, many people suggested maybe staggering Kofi and Georgie where they're not in the game at the same time. What do you kind of think about Georgie's slow start and how to get him going?
Yeah, and that's, again, playing to the personnel. And there's some good points there. It's one, when Bashan's Billy was playing the five, he was using his quickness last year. Mm. Because most of the guys that were the five were slower than him.
Good call.
I felt like he had that spin on the baseline or just that quick move, a quick hook to the middle. If you watch kind of how he scored last year, he was beating players with quickness. And now if you're the four, that guy's probably a little quicker. So it's a little bit harder to get around that defender. That defender's probably going to move their feet a little bit better than a typical five. And then you did mention, obviously, with Kofi being in there, there's an extra body or two now in there because it's offense and defense, so it is getting a little more clogged in there. So, you know, Georgie's going to have to work on a little bit more of a 15-foot jumper, different ways to score that way. Do you put in a little bit of a high-low action where they can alternate a little bit and kind of move in and out? So they get, if they're in the game at the same time, one's in, one's out, but get some kind of movement and continuity going so they're coming in and out of the lane and moving defenders out to free up some of that space. Or you just mentioned too, just start playing a little bit more, with those two staggered. They're not on the floor at the same time. Now you're getting a better matchup, for Bashan's Billy so he can operate inside against that bigger guy. So again, this is early in the season, and you mentioned it, playing against some teams that, aren't Power 5 schools. So matchups are a little weird. Sometimes those bigger guys play better against bigger guys.
True.
If that sounds okay.
Yep.
It sounds backwards where, hey, I've got a 4-inch height advantage just pounded inside to me. It doesn't work like that because we just mentioned the footwork side of it. A lot of those little guys get in there and you're out quick to bigs and you can mess with them a little bit on defense. So some of these bigs feel a little bit more comfortable when they're 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", behind them. Because now they can feel and now they can read that defender and make your move as opposed to a little 6'5", 6'6", guy behind you. And you don't know where he is. You have to start looking to find out where he is because you can't feel him. So it's not – you don't want to be too alarmed yet because it is early, but you got to find ways to operate with those two together. But he could be a little bit more successful when he starts playing against some of those bigger guys as well.
Incredible stuff. Sean Harrington, follow him on Twitter, at SMHarrington24. We can go quick with this next question because then I want to ask you a final question about just the Big Ten in general. It seems better than what we thought, unfortunately. But real quick on Io. I know a lot of Illini fans, me included, wanting more out of Io right now. How can we get more out of Io?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is outside jump shots. Think is he upper 20% maybe from three right now, so that's got to go up. You know, he's averaging, you know, his average is pretty good. He's getting to the basket. When he's in the open floor, he's really good. So just more consistency with the outside shot. That's probably the biggest thing. If he starts knocking down threes in the mid 30%, you just think about that. If that's an extra three a game, that's three more points a game now. That average goes up. It opens up his drive a little bit more, where defenders are going to have to respect that. So now he gets a quicker first step. So I would say the biggest thing for him right now is just getting to shoot that outside shot with a little bit more confidence, to help his game and then also make that defender think a little bit more. I better get out and close out to this guy.
Yep.
And now you get that first step that you can make, where you're at your best getting into the lane.
Okay, final question. I tweeted last night, Chris Holtmann has elite talent, be afraid. Ohio State looked incredible. Purdue looked incredible at home. Michigan was one win away from maybe being number one in the country. Maryland, we know how good they are. We're going to watch that on Saturday. Just your general thoughts of a Big Ten that, you know, Penn State's 7-1, Indiana's undefeated. I mean, it's better than I thought to date, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree. It looked like there were a couple bad losses early, and I think that's what, you know, you get too fired up and too, everyone jumps to conclusions based on the first week of the season. I think there were a couple bad losses there for the league in general, early on, and so everyone kind of dismissed them, right away, but
yeah,
obviously teams are playing well. You know, all those teams you mentioned, and you didn't even say Michigan State.
Right.
So think about that. Like, right now, I think it is heavy where you could make a case for Maryland could be a Final Four team. Ohio State could be a Final Four team.
Yes.
Michigan could be a Final Four team.
Yes.
And we haven't even mentioned Michigan State. And then we didn't, you know, and that, are they an Elite Eight team potentially? Sweet 16 Purdue looked terrific last night. So, I think the league is pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do have potentially three teams that could make a potential Final Four run, and it is good. It's top to bottom, it's pretty solid again. There's no easy nights, and it's going to be difficult to get wins in the Big Ten. And I think there's going to be a cluster of teams just all kind of vying for that middle of the pack.
Good call. And we talked about it earlier in the first segment, in the first hour, which would be 5 o'clock Eastern your time. We talked about, could this be the year that the Big Ten finally wins another national title? It's been since 2000. It's so hard to believe that it's been that long. Of course, if Illinois just could have done that in 05, man, we could have it. That stat could have been updated. All right, Sean, somebody just texted in. Joe texted in and said, why is Sean not the coach of Illinois or any other team? I agree. But you know what? I like listening to you. I wouldn't be able to hear your analysis if you were the coach. I like listening to you otherwise, and we always appreciate your time. We will do this again, I promise, Sean.
Sounds great. Now I always enjoy coming on with you guys. And now that we got the time zone figured out, we're good to go. So anytime you need me, I think we got it figured out. We're on the same page now.
He's one step closer to head basketball coach now that he knows how to tell time,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's exactly. Hey, hi to the family and keep enjoying your sunshine, my friend. Thank you so much, Sean.
Absolutely. And I'll get some more good material, hopefully, for those Illini fans to enjoy on Twitter.
Love it.
Appreciate all the help, guys.
All right, buddy. Sean Harrington. Follow him on Twitter at SMHarrington24.
I love those scouting reports.
He's ridiculously good.
I mean, they look like he took a picture of the coach's clipboard and put it on Twitter. I mean, they're really good.
I have said this before. Every time Sean has been on my show, every time he's been on our show, I learn something. The one thing I learned today that I didn't even think about is Georgie being just quicker than the other five last year, whereas now he's facing more fours. It seems automatic, right? That's something you ought to just click in your head. I hadn't really thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought up a good point.
He just, it's incredible what he does. It really, truly, I love having Sean on, and we'll try to do that again a little bit more often. I know I clipped the mics at one point, and you're like, we got to have him on more.
He's really good.
He's really good. Hey, I'm going to tell you about Diane Ducey and what she's doing
she's
right
doing
now.
She's doing it right now, by the
she's
way. I heard her
really?
In the hallway.
Okay,
she's broadcasting
is
right now.
At, what is it? It's Crunch Fitness. It's the grand opening preview going on right now. And she's doing it on
296.
So
now
Okay. Today
is the day where you can actually go in and tour.
Sweet.
Because she was there a few weeks ago, but the building wasn't actually open yet.
Oh.
They've got a ribbon cutting thing going on today.
Okay.
All sorts of prize packs. I know she's got Illinois, Michigan tickets to give away.
What?
All sorts of different restaurants are out there. So tons of good stuff at Crunch Fitness.
It's the old Toys
East
R Us.
Anthony Drive.
Yeah, the old Toys R Us right there by the mall. $6 million, 36,000 square foot state of the art fitness center. You can go down there right now. You can meet the trainers, check out their cardio equipment.
That'd be a cool new machine.
Cardio
where
equipment.
You do art painting.
Yeah. Yeah, as you run. Well, listen, I've seen some pictures that go for millions, and I'm like, I could have done that. Like, I could run
like
on the treadmill.
On a, yeah,
yeah, and just throw stuff on a... I'm sorry to all you painters out there. I know I couldn't. Group Fitness, they've got tanning salons, studios, all that stuff. You can join Crunch Fitness now for $1 down. Memberships start as low as $9.95 a month. Find out more at crunchchampagne.com. And again, Diane Ducey, all over it on 96.1. She does everything.
Yeah.
There's not a night that she's not somewhere.
That is true. She's a woman of the community.
I wish she kept a, and maybe she does, she should have kept a, just a little, like a diary of where she's been every night. It's ridiculous.
I think every single person around here knows her.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. All right, we're back. And I'm giving you my Trev's tickets next. And the song ended. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
At the award-winning Honda BMW, if you'll go in now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at drivechampagne.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. DriveChampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S. Give me an O. Give me an S. Give me an O. Let's that spell?
So-so.
Are we going to win?
Not if we play like we cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
It's Rob's retirement sale at Framers Market. Yes, Rob DeLong is retiring after 38 years, and you benefit from it. Everything is 50% off this Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday noon to 4. Pieces from the University of Illinois, John Lennon, glass art, Farm Aid 1985, vintage and unique sculptures, and more. 50% off this Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday noon to 4. Talk about incredible Christmas gifts. Framers Market, Springfield and Prospect, Champaign. Full details at framersmarket.net.
Schedule.
Yeah, we're going through everything. I am going to shop next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, it's the Drive. Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper at the Bears game. So Trevor Valise sitting in here. I've got to leave in like 5 minutes to get to a game that tips at 6.
You are the head coach. Great. So it might be important for me to show up.
Really nice, coach, that you got here on time. How am I supposed to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, if my players do something wrong,
mm-hmm.
When I'm the guy that shows up like minutes,
it'd be pretty hypocritical for you to reprimand them.
Yeah, if they show up like a minute late
to shoot around when you show up 5 minutes late to the game. Yeah, that's fair.
I walk in as they're tipping the ball. All right, let's go. And I just start yelling. And they're like, oh, crap, he made it. All right, so I'm going to give you my quick Trev's ticket. I'm going to hold the intro until when you come back. So I've got 5 football games in college and 4 in the NFL. Start in the NFL. I'll start with tonight's game. Cowboys and Bears. All year, I have trusted the Bears. And all year, I've been, I shouldn't say I've been burnt. Probably half the time I've won. I don't trust them tonight. I trust the Cowboys. I think it's a bigger game for the Cowboys. I think the Bears probably, they understand their fate. I'm going Cowboys to cover the 3 at Chicago. New Orleans hosts San Francisco. This is a big game. Mm-hmm. Here's why New Orleans will cover the 2, mm-hmm. because I'm going against Drew Brees in fantasy. Drew Brees has never thrown for less than like 380 and 3 touchdowns against me in fantasy. Count on it against the Niners. New Orleans covers the 2. They're favored. Cleveland's favored by 7.5 over Cincinnati. Cleveland tastes blood a little bit. They understand that they've got something to play for, and I think they just come out and dominate Cincinnati, even though the big old redhead's behind the center again and Andy Dalton. I'm going Cleveland to cover the 7.5. Seattle is at the L.A. Rams. The Rams looked incredible Sunday, but the Cardinals were as bad as I've ever seen a team. Seattle is a 1-point favorite. That's it. At L.A., I'm taking Seattle to cover the 1. So I'm going with all the favorites in the NFL. In the college football game, Oregon at Utah. Utah's 6.5-point favorite. I don't think we're giving Utah their due. I think they're better even. They're at least a touchdown better than Oregon, so I'm going Utah to cover there. Baylor at Oklahoma. Baylor's a 9-point dog. They're good.
They are good. And they were up 31-3 or whatever on Oklahoma before they came back.
So I think this is going to be, maybe not Baylor win it, but I think this is going to be a fun, close game. I'll go take Baylor in the points of 9. LSU's at home against Georgia. They're 7-point favorites. I just think they're
It's the neutral site because it's the title game, but
What am I saying? You know why? Because I have them on the bottom here.
Yeah.
But LSU is a 7-point favorite, and they're going to cover that.
You took 2 of my picks right there.
Oh, really?
That's good.
I'm going to finish with the Big Ten title game in Indy. This is sick. Virginia at Clemson. In an ACC championship game, Clemson is 28.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
And I'm taking Clemson to beat Virginia. So I'm taking the points. That's ridiculous. And then Wisconsin plus 16 against Ohio State. So Ohio State's 16-point favorites. But I think Wisconsin keeps this a game.
Okay.
And I have no reason to think that. But I think they do. So I don't think, well, I know they're not going to beat Ohio State. But I think Wisconsin covers the plus 16. I think they keep it within 16. So I'm going to go take Wisconsin there. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
I'm getting out of here.
Okay.
The real picks come next with Trev's ticket. I will talk to everybody tomorrow. Trevor, good show today. I appreciate it. It's always fun. And Piper will be back tomorrow as well. All right. I'm out of here. Trevor's back with Trev's tickets. It is the drive.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. You already know that Country Arbor's is the home of the best Fraser Fir Christmas tree in town. And this Saturday, we're also home of Santa Claus. This Saturday is Country Arbor's Christmas open house. We'll have cookies, candy, music, and from 11 to 2:30, we'll have Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus will be taking pictures and listening to your holiday wishes. No long lines at Country Arbor's, and he loves dogs. So bring your kids, bring your pets, and get your trees, wreaths, and roping, and free pictures with Santa. If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Wow, Mommy, those are beautiful.
They sure are, Bugs. Daddy knew my birthday was coming up and sent me flowers.
That's nice, Mommy. When I get married, I want to send my wife flowers, too.
And you can. You'll just need to call the Blossom Basket florist.
No matter how young or old, flowers from the Blossom Basket are perfect for any occasion. Call 367-ROSE for the Blossom Basket in Champaign and Urbana.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket florist.
Kasasa. It's like a big bank rewards with a community bank card. A free Kasasa checking account at Prospect Bank rewards you in ways you might not think a community bank could. But the best part is, you do not have to go to some big bank to get it. Stop in your local Prospect Bank and find out all the details. So what's Kasasa? It's like a cool word for earning cash. Member FDIC.
Prospect Bank, the opportunity.
For great food and great steaks, visit the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. Donnie and his team will cook your prime rib, ribeye, kebab, ribs, or anything else on their menu to perfection. And the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford will be open for New Year's Eve from 4 till 9, serving the best fresh hand-cut steaks, chopped, prime rib, and more. First come, first serve at the Long Branch Steakhouse, New Year's Eve from 4 till 9. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford, Illinois.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
It's getting laughed at like it's some cute, silly little mistake. Ha, ha, ha. Can you believe LeBron's obvious travel didn't get called last night? LeBron himself even said it was one of the worst things he's ever done. On a basketball court with a ball in his hands, I'm assuming. I mean, realistically, if travel with the ball is one of the worst things LeBron's ever done, then we're all forgetting about the decision, right? Anyway, back to my actual point. I don't care that it's LeBron, Michael Jordan, or Dr. James Naismith himself. Nobody should be able to break a basketball rule the way LeBron did last night in Utah and get away with it. Casually walking up the court, he picks up his dribble, takes a few steps, and then dribbles again. It wasn't even just a travel. It was a double dribble or a carry as well. And it went uncalled. Everybody in the building in Salt Lake City saw it. The Lakers saw it. The Jazz did. The fans did. Apparently the officials did not. Or they're just so accustomed to allowing someone like LeBron to get away with traveling, it went uncalled. Again, it was funny. I've watched it 10 times and laughed myself. But in all seriousness, if officials miss that, then why in the heck are they NBA officials at all? Seriously. But it was funny. In 60 seconds, you know you've made it when.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really? Mine told me, get her bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
Your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Shop select fine jewelry up to 60% off. Plus, save an extra 40% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for just $25. JCPenney. Offers valid 12-5 to 12-11. Credit offers subject to credit approval. $25 diamond jewelry excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
Did you see this? The Pope now has a Lamar Jackson jersey. I mean, come on. How big can it get as a second-year quarterback? It happened yesterday. Representatives of the Archdiocese of Baltimore gave Pope Francis a Ravens jersey with Lamar's number 8 on it, signed by Lamar and head coach John Harbaugh. Apparently, the Pope is more of a soccer fan, but he wholeheartedly seemed to appreciate the gesture and the gift. It's doubtful that the Pope actually knows that Lamar Jackson has turned the NFL on its head and is headed for what should be an MVP award, but as ESPN's Jamison Hensley pointed out in the article, who will the Pope root for in a potential Super Bowl matchup between those Ravens and the Saints? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noak.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying train systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
If you're pregnant, scared, and feel like there's no way out, please don't hurt or abandon your baby. You have options. Mothers may surrender unharmed newborns to staff at hospitals, emergency medical care facilities, fire, or police stations within 30 days of birth. Mothers do not have to answer any questions or give any information and are assured of complete anonymity if they follow the Illinois Safe Haven Law. Your baby deserves a chance. To learn more, call the confidential helpline at 1-888-510-BABY or visit saveabandonedbabies.org.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenich, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. With just one application and one credit pull, I shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation so you don't have to. And because I have more options, I have a greater approval percentage. At Molitor Financial, all we do is mortgages, so we can close our loans in 30 days or less, even the government loans. Call me. me today at 217-714-0883.
And MLS number 689931. Wilder Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. I have lower back pain. What should I do?
A common thread I see with these patients is tightness in their hamstrings. So if you have low back pain, try stretching your hamstrings out consistently. By improving the mobility in these muscles, you will improve your low back's ability to move and absorb different forces, which will reduce irritation and pain.
Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
When you partner with Busey, you help build a better future for our community. Busey reinvests in our neighborhoods, helps students achieve their dreams, supports local businesses, and makes the dream of homeownership possible. For your personal, business, mortgage, and wealth management needs, partner with Busey to ensure your dreams become a reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Logic Everyday Community is a new all-encompassing destination with offices, co-working, and creative space for you and your team. Co-working space, drop-in childcare, and all-day dining options in their everyday kitchen, restaurant, and bar. Or a quick healthy snack, smoothie, or delicious coffee from the Clever Moose Cafe. Work smart, eat well, live flexibly at Logic Everyday Community, 1807 South Neal Street at Fox Drive. Drop off, plug in, drink up, and chow down. Start to outsmart and outperform your daily routine. Visit logic.org.
It's the amazing Luther Falls. Look at the beach, the palm trees, the sea going all the way to the horizon line.
Luther Falls is some exotic location in the Caribbean. They will make your kitchen and bathroom feel like a paradise, though. With exquisite granite countertops, they have the cabinet selection that fits your color palette and storage needs. That's not even saying how they can remodel that bathroom of yours. Give Luther Falls of Bloomington and Champaign the chance to make your own paradise dream a reality. Go to LutherFalls.com to start your project.
Financing now available.
Pros like you do it right by starting with Lowe's to save on the brands you trust. Stop in today and get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless cordless drill or a DeWalt 2-pack of 20-volt power tool batteries, each just $99. For your next electrical job, we have quantities you need of 250 and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 12-5 through 12-11 U.S. only.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Trevor Valise back here riding solo to close out the drive today. And we're going to get right into Trev's ticket week 14. I went 5-5 last week. I believe Lon went 1-2. Didn't get any picks from Derek. Don't have any again from him this week. Bears Cowboys is the game he's at. Anyways, let's get into Trev's ticket week 14.
You gamble?
Gambling? Who said anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Everything here revolves around betting.
Come on, sweetheart. That's gambling. You want to gamble? That's gambling.
It's my money, and I need it now.
From casino to casino.
You do not have a gambling problem. You do not owe $15,000. It's $20,000.
I want to be a billionaire.
That's sneaky sniffy.
You're like sniffy in a bad way.
Okay.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Oh, gambling's fun and easy.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Here comes the money.
All right, first up, I'm going to that Bears-Cowboys game tonight from Soldier Field in Chicago, and I'm taking the under on 44.5. That's what the line currently sits at. I don't think the Bears win this game ultimately, but I think it is low scoring. You've got Mitch Trubisky on one side and a Dallas team that's sputtering on the other. I know the under kind of bit everybody in the butt last week with Detroit and Chicago, but I'm going to take the under again and hope it works out. Bears, Cowboys, under 44.5 is my first pick. Up next, I'm siding with the Ravens once again. I don't think they're getting the love they deserve from Vegas. They're -6 on the road at Buffalo. Now, I know Buffalo's a good team and the Bills have been strong this season, especially last week when they just kick the snot out of the Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving. But I like Baltimore in this spot. All they got to do is win by a touchdown. I just love what Lamar Jackson is doing. I'm kind of becoming a bit of a Ravens fan. I love Baltimore. Baltimore minus six makes a lot of sense for me at Buffalo. Another NFC North over-under is next for me. I'm going over 40.5 for Packers-Redskins. Now, I know the Redskins aren't exactly a high, potent offense, but they did score 29 against Carolina in Carolina last week, and we know Green Bay scores points. Over 40.5, I could see Green Bay hitting 30 or 35 themselves. All Washington's got to do is give you a touchdown, and suddenly you hit the over. So I'm going Packers-Redskins over 40.5. Okay, one more NFL one, and it comes on Monday night. I don't know why the Eagles are getting this much love. I know the Giants stink, and I know they're at home. But Eagles minus 10.5, that is way too rich for my liking for a team that just went down to Miami and lost. I'm going Giants plus 10.5 on Monday night. Eli Manning will be starting for the Giants, and I know that's probably not a point in their favor. But Daniel Jones, while showing flashes, is a bit more of a high-risk, high-reward player. He fumbles a lot. Eli Manning gives them that consistency. And look, the Giants were bad last year with Eli under center, but I don't think they ever got, you know, 42-10 every week, in other words. And I think Eli brings a little bit more consistency under center. Plus, the Eagles just aren't very good. I'm going Giants plus 10.5 for my final NFL pick of the week. All right, championship weekend in college football. We've got Utah and Oregon in the Pac-12 title game Friday night. I'm going to try and make a pick for each one of these games. Utah-Oregon, I like the under in this one. Now, Oregon's favored by 6.5. I'm sorry, Utah is favored by 6.5 over Oregon. Utah is the one who's fifth right on the outside of the college football playoff bubble and probably have the most on the line. I'm not that confident that they're even going to win the game, to be honest. Their defense is great. Offense, not so much. Oregon at times has a potent offense. They turn the ball over a lot. So I'm going under 47.5. It's a little bit high for my liking. I see this being more of a 24-20 game. And if it is, we definitely come in on the underside of that 47.5. So I'm going under 47.5 for Utah, Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game. Let's slide over to the Big 12 championship game between Baylor and Oklahoma. Baylor is a 9-point underdog, and I like the Bears in this one. I got Baylor plus 9. I honestly think that they could win outright. Obviously, we all know that they were up 28-3, much like Illinois, or Michigan State was over Illinois. They also collapsed, and Oklahoma came back to win. That was at Baylor, of course, so they give them the home field edge there. But I just think it says something about Oklahoma, but it also says something about Baylor. 10 points is just too much for me. So I'm going Baylor plus 9. They could lose by, you know, a field goal or a touchdown and still easily cover. It's a title game. I don't really see these games getting that out of hand either way. Jalen Hurts is obviously tremendous for the Sooners, but I like Baylor plus 9 if I had to pick one side of that title game. Georgia-LSU. LSU is minus 7 right at a touchdown, and I like LSU minus 7. I know Georgia's really good. Obviously, their resume has that one big wart on it, which is losing at home to a bad South Carolina team. LSU is right up there with Ohio State for the best team in the country discussion. I think LSU is just an absolute tremendous football team on both sides of the ball. And I think, look, even though Georgia probably has more to play for in this game, because I would argue that LSU is in regardless, I still think that LSU comes out and wins this game. Might even win it going away, in my opinion. I mean, LSU and Joe Burrow are just that good. So I'm taking LSU minus 7. If they win by a touchdown, obviously you get your money back and it's a push, but we'd like to see more than that, obviously, so they cover. So I'm going LSU minus 7 in the SEC title game. ACC title game, it's Virginia. What? Virginia and Clemson. Clemson is minus 29.5. Man, I don't even know where to go on this one, to be honest with you. Virginia is a decent football team. Obviously, they got 9 wins. They're a good team. Clemson is really good, but how good is Clemson? They haven't played anybody this year. Their big non-conference game was Texas A&M. Turns out Texas A&M isn't very good. So what do you do with Clemson here? Clemson minus 29.5 seems large, but then also couldn't you see Clemson winning this game 56-10, 56-17? If I had to side with one of these two sides, I would honestly go with Clemson minus 28.5. I don't love it, and I'm probably not going to play it myself, but since I said I was making a pick for every title game, I guess I will side with Clemson minus 28.5 in the ACC title game. And finally, Ohio State and Wisconsin in a rematch that should matter for Wisconsin. Shout out to Illinois for making it not matter. Ohio State is a, let's see here, 15-point favorite over Wisconsin right now at minus 15.5. Again, that seems large, but couldn't you see Ohio State winning by more than that? I mean, Ohio State's offense rolls, Ohio State's defense rolls. I think Ohio State rolls, and I think they cover. So I'm going Ohio State minus 15.5 against Wisconsin. Wisconsin, I don't know how much they have on the line, period, in this game, because I don't think they're going to get in even if they win. Ohio State's probably in regardless, so this game isn't necessarily a high-stakes game, but I think Ohio State's the best team in the country on both sides of the ball, so I think Ohio State wins and covers minus 16.5. So there's a bit of an abbreviated Trev's ticket, four NFL picks and all four college football title game picks. Didn't really see much in the way of college basketball this weekend that stood out to me, plus we don't necessarily have all those lines for Saturday and Sunday's games out yet. So again, to recap, I'm going Ohio State minus 16.5, Clemson minus 28.5, Baylor plus 9, Utah-Oregon under 48.5, and then my four NFL picks, I'm going Bears-Cowboys under 44.5, Ravens minus 6 at Buffalo, and Giants plus 10.5 against the Eagles. That is Trev's ticket. We'll be right back, and we'll wrap up the drive.
It's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck. It's two professional movers. Wow. I got two men in a truck for Christmas. Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own. This is the best Christmas ever.
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
At Meacham and Brett Anderson of Cozad Asset Management.
At Cozad, we have an experienced and dedicated team to help our clients achieve their financial goals. Here's one of our CPA and portfolio managers, Brett Anderson.
Thanks, Trent. It's an honor to sit alongside clients to establish a financial plan and guide them through their wealth management, tax, and estate planning needs. We'd love to sit down with you. Thanks, and go Illini.
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, one second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just one second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11. Right here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, that's it for the drive this evening. Wrapping up for Lante, Derek Piper, hopefully has a good time at the Bears game, maybe ekes out a win. Maybe he's a good luck charm for the Bears, who will need to basically win out or hope for a lot of help if they want to get in that playoff picture. We'll be back tomorrow for a Friday edition of The Drive. For Lante, Derek Piper, thanks to Sean Harrington for joining us, Matthew Gordon from the Mettler Center for joining us. We'll see everybody tomorrow. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.